Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بادروا بالأعمال الصالحة فستكون فتن كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم رواه مسلم رحمهم الله صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected Honorable Ulama-i Kiram, respected Sheikh, respected colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters listening at home, I would like to greet you with the universal and beautiful greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, Allah Rabbul Izzah has granted us the opportunity to meet each other again. After a long time, subhanAllah, and that is COVID restrictions, it's been difficult to get out of town, let alone come to Leicester, subhanAllah. So it's been a long awaited meeting. May Allah Ta'ala make this meeting a means of our forgiveness, Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen, a means of our salvation, Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen, and a means of our forgiveness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. It's a great opportunity to discuss one important aspect which sometimes we undermine. But before I talk upon that, my honorable colleague, Sheikh and Imam of Masjid Umar, one of our Imams of Masjid Umar, Sheikh Muhammad Sindhi, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, I was listening to his talk in Salatul Jum'ah today, and he gave a very, very important message. And I'd just like to reiterate what he said in his Jum'ah talk. And that is that we need to try and encourage each other. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ in Surah Al-Asr. We need to encourage each other in haq, in what is true. We need to encourage each other in bearing patience. And we see that, mashallah, however amount of brothers have come and attended the masjid has still got enough space to accommodate for more. Yes or no? I can't hear you. Yes or no? And I felt what Sheikh said today in his talk, because I have been in Masjid Umar many times. And I have, mashallah, seen it. And I felt the warmth of Iman in this masjid. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But when you see that there's less attendance of people in the masjid, you feel that emptiness. You feel it. And, you know, when we read Salatul Asr, normally the masjid would be full. But maybe there were some spaces still left for the masjid to be filled today. So we need to work on our brethren. We need to work on our brothers and encourage them to come into the house of Allah. Say inshallah. Because remember what Rasulullah s.a.w. says, As-salatu imaduddin. Man aqamaha faqad aqamaddin. Wa man hadamaha faqad hadamaddin. Salah, prayer, is the foundation of a believer. The foundation of our deen. The foundation of al-Islam. Until we don't have this foundation, can we build a building? Yes or no? This is our foundation. And I was talking to one of our really senior members of our community a while ago, just a few hours ago. And you know, sometimes we undermine the importance of salah. And he was also reminding me that we need to regularly give a message to people that they need to establish salah. Regular in the masjid. Abdullah Abdurrahman, Fatima Zainab, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in regards to those people that frequent the masjid, فَأَشْهِدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ Subhanallah. He says, bear witness that they are mu'mins. Subhanallah. Say, I swear in the name of Allah, this person is a mu'min. I swear in the name of Allah, this person is a mu'min. Why? Because he frequents the masjid. Subhanallah. He comes into the house of Allah. Whosoever will establish the prayer with jama'ah, blessings will go 25 times to 27 times more. May Allah give us the tawfiq to frequent the masjid 5 times a day. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. My beloved brothers, such an important aspect of our lives. This is our lifeline. Everything around us, every other ibadah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us on the face of this earth, which was related by wahi, which was given by wahi. Yet salah, Allah called him all the way to him. Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzah called him in the journey of Mi'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkatul Mukarramah. He was around the Kaaba. And we know the story of Mi'raj, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. He went from Makkatul Mukarramah. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla linuriyahu min ayatina. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala made him. He says, glory, Allah says, Subhanalladhi. Glory is to that Lord who took his slave, meaning Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah, Habibullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took his slave from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa. And then from there, Allah Rabbul Izzah took him up to the seven heavens. And when somebody goes to meet somebody that they love, you know, when we go out, when you go for a trip, a holiday, what do our children say? Bring me a gift. Bring me a gift. And when they phone, what are you going to get me? Even our grandchildren, Nana, what are you going to buy for me? What have you got for me? Eh? Dada, what have you got for me? So they, you know, you're on holiday, but you're on constantly thinking, what am I going to buy for my grandchildren? What am I going to buy for my child? They ask for it. Why? Because they love. The connection, the bond is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, he had this, he was Habibullah, Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, ask Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what have you bought for me, subhanallah? What have you bought for me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tahiyyatu lillah, At-tahiyyatu lillah, wa salawatu wa tayyibat. You know what we pray in our salah? The tashahud that we pray, this is the origin. When he went up the seven skies, Allah said, so what have you bought for me? Does Allah need anything, Ya Abdullah? Is Allah in need of anything? Allah doesn't need anything. Yet Allah, when you love somebody, you say, Meri liye kya laya ho bhai? What have you bought for me? What gift have you got? When the husband goes out on the trip, wife will say, what have you got for me? Yeah, it better be an expensive ring, yeah? Or better be expensive watch. I don't want the cheapo. I don't want the fake one. I want the original. You get original one? Bol bhai, huh? You better buy her the original, eh? Not the fake one, yeah? Nowadays, fake things go. And they buy it and get them happy. Next thing she finds out, yeah, badmash, he gave me a fake ring, yeah? And then it's going to spoil. One of us, I was talking about the nikah. Comfort, understanding, love, compassion. This is what it's all about. So again, Allah's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, all praise that can be given to Allah, to you, with the tongue. All praise, tamam, qawli ibadate, tere liye hai, subhanAllah. At-tahiyyatu lillah. However we can praise you, however we can glorify you, all praise that can be done verbally is due for you, Ya Allah subhanAllah. At-tahiyyatu lillah. Wa salawat. Salawat means bodily ibadah. Because salat comes from that word. Salat, namaz comes from there. Wa salawat, all worship that can be done with the body is for you. Wa tayyibat. Tayyibat comes from wealth. Meaning every ibadah, sadaqah, lillah, zakah, whatever we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is for you, Ya Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. There are different narrations. If you look at the Sheikh Zakariya rahimahumullah, his Chahal Durood, you will see different versions. Now if you get different versions of Durood Ibrahim, you get different versions of Tashahud as well. They are all from authentic hadith anyway. At-tahiyyatu lillahi al-zakiyatu al-tayyibatu, different words. Anyway, so when he said this, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy came. As-salamu alayka, subhanallah. As-salamu alayka, ayyuhal nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah? Allah says, may the salutations and peace be upon you and the rahman mercy of Allah be upon you. O nabi, subhanallah. Addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time the angels were there. They said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving mercy to Nabi. Why should we be left out? Why should we be left out? So they said, As-salamu alayna. Eh? As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Subhanallah. They included all of us, inshallah. May the peace, salutation, rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not be only upon Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also on the angels and all of Allah's pious servants. Ameen Rabbul Alameen. This is the shahud. Like I was saying, he went up. I'm going away from my topic. The issue was salah. The issue was establishing the prayer. The issue is that we have to be regular in our prayers. He comes to Allah. Allah then says, I am going to give you a gift, subhanAllah. And the gift that was given to Rasulullah ﷺ was the gift of Salah, subhanAllah. We all know he was given 50. 50! Just imagine, man, if we had to pray 50, subhanAllah, we had grey hair by the time we reached the age of 50. Allahu Akbar, yeah? 50 times a day. We complain today, Sheikh, 5 times. 5, when it's up, too hard. It's too difficult, Sheikh. Is there any way out of it? Also, can you find me a fatwa, yeah? Find me a fatwa from your batwa, from your pocket fatwa. Yeah. So you got these muftis, they come out with fatwas, Oh, don't worry, you go to work. It's a need. You have to work. Don't matter. You know, pay qaza. They come out with these fatwas. Where there's a will, there's a way. Yes or no? Allahu Akbar. I swear by the name of Allah. Muslims that work in non-Muslim companies. I'm being very serious here now. Muslims that work in non-Muslim companies have strived hard and tried to persuade the management there should be facilities for prayer, and they make it, subhanAllah, yes. And they make it, subhanAllah. They make provisions. They give time out. They say, okay, you can go off for your prayers. We know how important it is for you in your life. You know, it's a lifeline for you. So we give you your time. Don't take disadvantage of it. Unfortunately, some of our Muslims take disadvantage. They'll go for a break and then they'll go to a, and they'll waste, they'll spoil it for others. But wallah, I swear, by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they accommodate for our prayers. But the sad situation is, and I'll be very sorry to say this, some of our Muslim companies don't do that. They don't do it. Many of them do, Ibrahim Bhai, don't get me wrong, but quite a few don't. And it's sad to learn that when they don't accommodate for the most important thing, which is the five times prayer, then it's something for us to ponder upon. When they facilitate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return, gives that company prosperity. Allahu Akbar. Even though it's a non-Muslim company, Allah is going to give them prosperity. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Hafizahullah, Allah ta'ala, preserve his shadow upon us for a long time. Say, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, I've had the privilege and honor to travel with Hazrat Mufti Sahib many a times. And in one of, when he came a long time ago to the UK, one of his first visits to the UK, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he was giving a talk. I can still remember in Blackburn in Masjid-e-Sajidin. Hazrat Mufti Sahib ne kya farmaya? Hazrat ne farmaya, ajeeb jumle. He said very unique things. He said, Allah Rabbul Izzat ne is qom ko is liye nawaza hai ki inhone kuch aise baaton ko apna liya jo musalmanon ko apnana chahiye. He says, this nation has adopted such unique characters. To be honest, not to lie. To be honest, not to lie, not to deceive. And they have got these such characteristics. They have adopted these. Allah has blessed them because of those characters, subhanAllah. And the Muslim Ummah is deprived because the very character that we should have been adopting, we have abandoned. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The biggest liars will be Muslims. The biggest thieves will be Muslims. And the biggest drug dealers will be Muslims. You name it, unfortunately, it's there for you to see. I won't go further than that. Honestly, wallah, it's a sad situation. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming back to the issue, is giving the reward. He says, if you read 50, and up and down, it came to 5. If you read 5, I will give you the reward of 50, subhanallah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to be punctual. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Ameen. So Abdullah Abdul Rahman Fatima Zainab, it's important that we establish our salah regularly, without failure. Say inshallah. And you know, I've seen this with my own eyes. And many of the brothers who might have seen it, they will also verify that, alhamdulillah, this is one good character, one good khaslat in the Arab community. Especially when you go to Haramain and places like, whenever it's salah, whatever they're doing, they just stop. That's it. End of story. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Yeah? They might be playing a game or something, but no. Salah time, stop. Allah give hidayah to the present hukuma. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah give hidayah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We know I don't want to go into politics, but many things are happening. Allah Ta'ala save and preserve Haramain Sharifain. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. But when it's the time of prayer, subhanAllah, immediately, you know, because you know, whatever happens, we salah. Pray our salah. They'll pray salah. Sometimes we feel shy. Even there is a provision for us, we'll still feel shy. Why do we do this? Only Allah knows best. So Abdullah Abdul Rahman Fatima, let's make this intention today, that from today onwards, inshallah, alhamdulillah, all of you here, I'm not converting the converted. But this is the message which I'd like to for you to share with others in a very, you know, concerning way. In a compassionate way. In a way that you say to them, this is the best for you, for your dunya and akhirah, that you be punctual. And I say, wallah billahi tallahi, many people who weren't reading salah, when they came upon reading Salah, they saw the change in their life, subhanAllah. They saw the change in their life. And they saw how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them. They knew how to deal with affliction. They knew how to do sabr. They knew when they got something good, they have to do shukr. And they knew that this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't became complacent. They didn't become complacent and start to complain. No. They had, alhamdulillah, iman. Like the Shaykh talked about in the Jummah khutbah, Islam and iman. They had the outer characteristics and they had the inner characteristics, iman and Islam. One of the important things I wanted to discuss today was this time between Asr and Maghrib is a very important time. Very important, subhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. He says there are, on the day of Jum'ah, there are 12 moments. Yawm al-Jum'ah, 12 sa'ah. When the slave of Allah, lam yujad fiha abdun muslim, yas'al Allah illa atahu Allah iyyah. Faltamisuha akhir sa'atin ba'd al-asr. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim. There is a moment when the slave of Allah, Abdul Muslim, he asks Allah with sincerity, Allah will grant him that, subhanAllah. And seek for and search for it on the day of Jum'ah, specifically after Salatul Asr. Hazrat Ta'us ibn Kisan, a great scholar, Hazrat Ta'us ibn Kisan, rahimahumullah, كان Ta'us ibn Kisan, إذا صلى العصر, استقبل القبلة. وَلَمْ يُكَلِّمْ أَحَدًا حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ Hazrat Ta'us ibn Kisan, rahimahumullah, after he used to read his Salatul Asr, and I thank the management today. Many a times we have to read Salatul Asr very early. And then there's a lot of gap. We can only act upon these hadiths if there's a shorter gap. And this is something practical for us to do. Between Asr and Maghrib, these ulama, look for his, he used to face the Qibla, and then he never used to talk to anyone. Meaning he used to be engaged in dua. Hazrat Mufaddal kana al-Mufaddal ibn Fadala rahimahumullah idha salla al-asr fi yawm al-jum'ah khala fi nahiyat al-masjid. Khala fi nahiyat al-masjid wahda. Hazrat Mufaddal ibn Fadala rahimahumullah, whenever he used to read the asr of yawm al-jum'ah, after asr he used to go to the corner of the masjid. مسجد کا کونہ پکر لیتے خلا فی ناحیت المسجد وحدہ اکیلے تنہا فلا يزال يدعو حتى تغرب الشمس سبحان اللہ and he used to be engaged in دعاء until sunset كان سعيد بن جبير رحمهم الله saying اذا صلى العصر يوم الجمعة لم يكلم احدا اي كان مشتغل بالدعاء. Whenever Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahumullah, used to read Salatul Asr, thereafter he would be engaged in dua until Maghrib Salah, subhanAllah. This is such an important time. Such an important time. Allah gives jazai khair to Shaykh, alhamdulillah, for encouraging people to read the durood after Salatul Asr on the day of Jum'ah. Allah ta'ala gives jazai khair. Many a time we just walk away. We deprive ourselves of the fadila and the virtue. So alhamdulillah, we got the opportunity to read, mashallah, the durood ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've been in the masjid. Everybody make, you know, when we enter the masjid, we should not enter the masjid just like that. We should enter with a dua. Bismillah, wa salatu, wa salamu ala rasulillah, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. And thereafter, Bismillah, dakhalt, wa alihi tawakkalt, wa nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. Do the niyyah of i'tikaf. Until we will remain in the masjid, we will get the reward of nafal i'tikaf, optional i'tikaf, subhanAllah. So we make intention, we are in the masjid, in i'tikaf. Allah will give us the reward of a mu'takif. Alladhi ya'takifu dhunub, the one who abstains from sins, subhanAllah, la ilaha illallah. This Salatul Asr, Yawm al-Jum'ah, is such an important time, subhanAllah. It is mentioned that qala ahadu salihin, one of the pious people said, Ajib. What does he say? Ma da'awtu Allah bi da'watin. Ma da'awtu Allah bi da'watin. Yawm al-Jum'ah. Ma da'awtu Allah bi da'watin. يوم الجمعة إلا استجاب لي ربي سبحان الله. حتى استحييت. حتى استحييت. He says, I never ever experienced that I asked Allah after يوم, on the day of Jum'ah, after Asr, I made a supplication and Allah does not accept my dua. Allah, Allah always accepted my dua. Whenever I made dua, whenever I made dua on the day of Jum'ah after Salatul Asr, every time Allah Rabbul Izzah, He always accepted my dua. Hatta stahyayt, He says, to the extent that I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed that every time I ask Allah, Allah is accepting my dua. Every time I ask Allah, Allah is accepting my dua. Subhanallah. There was a buzrug, a sheikh, a saint, As-Salt ibn Bastam, rahimahumullah. Allah Rabbul Izzah afflicted him with blindness. Asab al-Ama, As-Salt ibn Bastam, rahimahumullah. فَجَلَسَ إِخْوَانِ Hazrat Salt ibn Bastam, he got blindness. His brothers found out. On the day of Jum'ah, on the day of Jum'ah, after Salatul Asr, they sat down. فَجَلَسَ إِخْوَانُ فَجَلَسَ إِخْوَانَهُ يَدْعُونَ لَهُ أَصْرَ الْجُمْعَةِ So on the day of Jum'ah after Salatul Asr, his brothers sat down and they started making dua. Ya Allah, grant shifa. Ya Allah, grant shifa to Baba, to Salt ibn Bastam. Ya Allah, grant shifa to Salt ibn Bastam. Subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Look at the power of dua. Look at the power of dua. The brothers were making, and this is when you ask Allah with sincerity, with ikhlas. When you ask with ikhlas, what happens? They're making dua. وَقَبْلَ الْمَغْرِبِ Just before Maghrib, عَطِسَ عَطْسَةً What does he do? Hazrat Salt ibn Bastam sneezes. Just before Maghrib, he sneezes. And after he sneezes, when he opens his eyes, فَرَجَعَ بَصَرُ Subhanallah. His eyesight returns back. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. لا إله إلا الله. And out of dua, out of the dua, one of the greatest du'as that we can make, especially on this day, is what? Is praying durood on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, you know, inni ukthiru salata alayka. I very frequently do salat on you, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray a lot of durood on you. Kam aj'al laka min salati? How much portion should I designate for salat on you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma shi'ta." Whatever you wish. It's okay. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b says, "Qultu ar-rub'." Okay then. If I do 1 hour of dhikr, out of 1 hour, I will allocate 15 minutes. 1/4. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma shi'ta." فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ That's fine. But if you increase, it's better for you. If you increase, it's better for you. قَالَ أَنِّسْفُ It's okay. Half of my time, I will allocate الصَّلَاةَ عَلَى النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I will allocate for durood عَلَى النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Says, okay, fine. مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ If you increase, it's better for you. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b says, فَالثُلُثَيْن I will give 2/3. I will give 2/3 in 1 hour, 40 minutes, designated and allocated for as-salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says? Mashit, however you wish. فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ If you increase on that, it's going to be better for you. So Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b says, أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا My full time I am going to designate in reading durood ala al-Nabi. Let's pray that at least once with the mahabba and love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. He says, I am going to designate my whole time for you. There are over 40 benefits. I haven't got time today, Dr. Shakim. Some other day, inshallah. 40, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahumullah. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahumullah, has mentioned 40 benefits of reading Durood al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Different benefits. And here, look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he say? When he says, I'm going to designate all my time, he says, Idhan, tukfa hammak, wa yugfar laka dhambuk, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa taslim, rawahu al-Tirmidhi, rahimahumullah. If you're going to do that, and you're going to designate all your time for my durood, then all of your worries will be taken care of, subhanAllah. And Allah will forgive your sins. A real experience, I was mentioned live today, like one of our senior members of this masjid, I don't want to mention any names. He relates to me that his wife was in the pangs of death. Khala was in the pangs of death. Doctors had given up. Doctors had said, she's not going to survive. She ain't going to come back home. She's not going to come back home. Basically, this is the last moments. My beloved brother says to me that I thought to myself that what can I do? The doctors have given up. So alhamdulillah, one of the duruds which our ulama have found to be effective when a person is struck with an illness for shifa and for better, to get better, is one of dua with durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin bi'adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in wa barik wa sallim. Very short durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin bi'adadi kulli da'in. The amount of every illness and every cure. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin bi'adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in wa barik wa sallim. So he says, normally people say, read this many times. So he made an intention, I am going to read Suratul Fatiha. Because Suratul Fatiha is Suratul Shifa. Suratul Fatiha is Suratul Shifa. So he's going to read it 100 times. So he read that 100 times. And he also, I think, read Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 100 times. And then, O Ayatul Kursi 100 times. And then this Durood, he read 500 times. I swear by the name of Allah. I am not saying lies on the mimbar here. Mimbar is a very delicate place. I am relating to you first-hand information. He mentioned this to me 3 hours ago. I was sitting with him with a cup of tea and he says, Mulisam, I read this. I didn't go to any imam or sheikh because I thought this is my wife. And you tell me how much sincerity a person can pray. Nobody else can pray. True or false? Yeah? You can go to the biggest sheikh and the biggest wali. But what you have got concern for your own children, for your own wife, nobody can have that. Yesterday I was with Sheikh Salim Duran, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala preserve his shadow upon us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we were discussing, and Sheikh, we were discussing the issue of istikhara. Seeking, you know, help and assistance from Allah. My Ustad Muhtaram, Sheikh Salim Duran, Hafizahullah, then mentioned that people go to people, say, you do istikhara for me. I want to get married, but he said, do istikhara for me. How can somebody else do istikhara? It's you, mate. You have to have the feeling. You have to know what you want to do. You need to seek guidance. How can you tell the sheikh that, okay, should I get married? Okay, parents is different. Because parents are going to come into the household. Another individual, a woman is going to come into the household. So, parents, is this girl good for my son? Is this boy good for my daughter? Parents is different. But just an imam or a sheikh or anybody else, that person cannot make istikhara on your behalf. It is not proven from hadith. There's no sahaba came to Rasulullah SAW, can you do istikhara? Do I need to get married to this person? Yeah? They never came to Rasulullah SAW. In fact, we know the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. He didn't even know some sahabi. Next day he got married and saw him. There was some yellowness on his body. What happened? I got married yesterday night, subhanAllah. Such simplicity. Got married already. Yeah? Saffron marks were on his clothes. They never went, go, come to do istikhara. La ilaha illallah. So coming back to the point, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah al-azim. So, Rasulullah said that I am going to designate, he says, if you designate all your time, then your word is there. So this Haji Sahib tells me, subhanAllah, he reads this, and what happens? Ajib, sunabai. He says, I read it, the doctors told me she's not going to survive, and this was like she had very severe condition, and he read it, and he blew it in a bottle of water, and he gave it to his wife and says, drink this, Allah Malik. Within 10 days, that illness had shadow, had vanished, subhanAllah. And the nurses got shocked. Before, can you take your wife? She goes, why? Why should I take her home? You were telling me she ain't going to come back home. She ain't going to come back home. So she said, well, we don't know what happened, but she's got no pneumonia, nothing left in her. She's cleared out. It's cleared out. This is the power of Durood ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'd like to end on this, that we need to try and read. This one hadith I'll share and I'll conclude for today, because it's a very important time to make dua, and I don't want to take that time away from you. One hadith I'll share and I'll conclude. The importance of durood. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an. And Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this carefully. And it's something for me and you to do every week. Say inshallah. What is the hadith? My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla alayya fi yawmi al-jum'ati alfa marra. Whosoever will read durood on me on the day of Jum'ah 1,000 times. How many times? 1,000 times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not 1,000, 1,000. Not like that, huh? Some people read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasbih goes far faster than his tongue. Ajib, kaisi, how? Oh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should have the effect of the kalim of the words. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you should be able to understand what you are reading. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the shortest durood. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whosoever will read 1,000 durood upon me on the day of Jumu'ah, man salla alayya fi yawmi al-jum'ati alfa marra, lam yamut, hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he will not die, Allah will not give him death until before he dies, he will see his everlasting abode in Jannah, subhanAllah. Is this the one I buy? Durood Sharif ka ye fayda. Jo hazar martaba, jume ke din, Durood Sharif parhega, marne se pehle, Allah usko uske jannat ka thikana bata dega, subhanAllah. Lam yamut, hatta yara maqadu min al-jannah, awl qawlul badir. This is mentioned in qawlul badir. So in conclusion, my beloved brothers and my sisters listening at home, this is a very important time. We have to try and encourage. I think this is very good that there's short time between Asr and Maghrib. It's practically possible that we remain in the masjid. Put, get over with all your chores. Just one day a week, we're asking. Just one day a week. Come to Salatul Asr. Remain in the masjid. Engage yourself in dua. Engage yourself in durood sharif. 1,000 times will not take you more than 20 minutes. Will not take you more than 20 minutes, inshallah. Yeah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you have got more time, inshallah, one sheikh, his name has gone out of my mind, subhanAllah, he says, he went to sleep and he passed away. And when he passed away, a piece of paper was there. هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ subhanAllah. This is guarantee and certificate for him from the hellfire, subhanAllah. So the sheikh, mashaykh, they asked his wife, what was your husband doing? What was he doing? How come he's been given this guarantee of Jannah and salvation from the hellfire? She goes, well, he used to read a specific durood every Friday 1,000 times. Which one? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi. This short durood as well, the one we read like after Asr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi. 1,000 times, if we've got the tawfiq, we do that. But at least what we should do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1,000 times, may Allah ta'ala grant me and you the opportunity, tawfiq and inclination, guidance, to act upon what has been said. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah accept our sitting here today. May Allah ta'ala grant us the love of Allah. Ameen. May Allah ta'ala grant us the love of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. And may Allah ta'ala alleviate, take away the condition that the Muslim Ummah is especially in, the spiritual illness. Many other illnesses are there. Allah, take away the spiritual illness that we are in. Allah Ta'ala grant us shifa, like Shaykh mentioned, from the pins of shaitan, from the whispers of shaitan. Like Shaykh mentioned in his khutbah talk today, I'd like to end by that. Let us make this intention that inshallah we will try and ensure that we frequent the masjid as much as we can. And those that have some kind of doubts, let's encourage them. Let's try and give them that peace. Alhamdulillah, no coronavirus. And I'm telling you, because I am the chair of the Lancashire Council of Mosques. And I've been heavily involved with government consultation. And I've been heavily involved with a lot of Council of Mosques throughout this pandemic. And I can say it very loud and clear, and I've said it in many forums. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, coronavirus, this virus has never been spread through the masjids, alhamdulillah. The most safest places in the UK were the masjids, subhanAllah. And I'm not telling you as a fib, it's a fact. And this is even documented. And it's been in consultation papers that the most worst places has been the bazaars, the supermarkets, and one or the other. People going out here and there, socializing. People went crazy. Went crazy with that. What was that scheme called? That, you know, the restaurants one? Eat out and help out. Sabko help kya ho gaya? Varai virus se help kar diya. Sabko help kar diya virus. Pagal ho gaye the log. Ajeeb. Help out to eat out. Alhamdulillah, mere ek martaba bhi nahi gaya. I'll be happy to say that, alhamdulillah. Aur kab bhookhe insaan hai. People lining out there for hours just to get a 50% meal. Jeeballah, what kind of a man? Are we gareeb? If these images were given to people in back home, you've been ashamed of yourselves. Yeah. We've been ashamed of yourselves. Look at these guys standing in the queue like bikari. Just for the 50% off. Hey, Sheikh, sorry about that, yeah? I know you never went for help out of these out there. Subhanallah al-Azim. Just to conclude, brothers, I was saying mosques are the most safest places. Sheikh mentioned in the talk, we need to frequent the masjid. We need to take out this fear. Allah is the all-powerful. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But we need to take precautions. We need to ensure that we save others. La darara wa la dirar, Shaykh. I'd like to add on to this. That hadith of Rasulullah SAW, don't harm yourself, neither reciprocate harm. Don't be a harms. If you know that you might have the symptoms and stay away, don't harm others. This is not just in coronavirus situation, it's in other situations as well. Rasulullah ﷺ, it's in a hadith, he actually said to a sahabi, don't go to the masjid, stay away. So to do that, it's also part of sunnah. So we need to take precautions where they need to be taken, but may Allah Ta'ala grant me and you the opportunity to frequent the masjid. Allah Ta'ala grant me and you the proper understanding of what we have said and heard. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma. Wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka. Wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem. Fajazakumullahu khair rahsan al-jaza fi al-darain. I'd like to thank all of you for participating, and special thanks to my colleague and Sheikh Muhammad Sindhi, Hafizahullahu Ta'ala, for granting me this honor of being able to address you and convey the message of Islam, and giving me this honor of doing the Jummah khutbah as well. May Allah Ta'ala bless him, preserve him, and Allah Ta'ala take more work of deen from him, inshallah. He's a gem. I shouldn't say this on the face, but he's a gem. He's my classmate, but I know, alhamdulillah, Sheikh has got a lot of love for the people and a lot of, concern and worry. And if sometimes it might seem that people like myself or Sheikh might come out in a way which might not be fair, might be interpreted by some as aggressive. But it's not aggressive, it's just concern. We come out with the concern, we come out with the love. We want people to be saved from the hellfire, and we want everybody to become jannati, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do the dua. I just have a brother, mashallah, who wants to embrace Islam.
Today.
Mashallah, so can we take an opportunity, Maulana, if I can follow this?
Yes, night. Yes, why not? Definitely, inshallah.
This is not the one, the wrong one.
This one, I think.
This one,
dear.
This one.
Mashallah,
barakallah. Brother Isa, welcome.
Mashallah.
Do I have left here?
Andar mi por ahí había varias de cambio.